So, yesterday's episode was entitled Three Reasons You Need Studio Headphones. Today's episode is entitled Three More Reasons You Need Studio Headphones. Hello, this is today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. So, here's reason number four, to hear a split feed. So that's when the sound in one ear of the headphones is different from the sound in the other ear of the headphones. Why do you need a split feed? Well, for example, in a radio studio, one channel may have the station output, so what you would normally expect to hear, maybe the song that's going on, or indeed you talking, or a guest talking to you, something like that. And the other ear may be the output from another source completely. Okay, so it may be used when you're talking into, say, a sports report. You're waiting for a certain cue, a certain phrase from the location reporter before you can introduce them on air. Maybe you've got a countdown in one ear and you've got to fill for time until that countdown gets to zero. All sorts of reasons why you might have a split feed in your headphones. It can be tricky to cope with hearing two things at the same time. Yeah, two different things, one in one ear, one in another ear, but you kind of get used to it. It's even more difficult if you've got one feed in one ear, one feed in another ear, and you are reading something completely different at the same time. In other words, you can't hear yourself in either of those feeds. But heck, that's why radio presenters are paid the small bucks. Like me then. Also, another reason you can need studio headphones is to hear the playback of a recorded item. So again, this goes back to what we were talking about before, doesn't it? Not using studio speakers to do that, but to use your headphones instead. And also, to allow a presenter to easily queue up an item, queue up, get ready, line it up if you like, to be played next without that audio going on air. So, for example, there could be a situation in a radio studio where you're talking live on air, you just want to check how the next song starts without it playing out on air. You reduce the volume on that channel, on that music channel on your desk, on your studio desk. You press a button at the bottom, which means that only you can hear what you're about to start running rather than it going out on air. You play that channel, you hear how a song starts in one ear while you're talking. Then you uncue it, you put that fader back up, so the next time you start that particular channel running, it does go out on air. So to summarise, you've heard the start of that song in your headphones, only you have heard it, it didn't go out on the radio. Over the last 2 days, six reasons why you need studio headphones. Maybe you can think of some more. If you can, write to me. Tweet a Stuart on Twitter, TWEETERSTEWART. Now, I appreciate not all of those are necessary for a voiceover career, but most of them are necessary for a radio career. And that's why we're here, to help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and voiceover voice. Tomorrow, the weird things about hearing yourself through headphones. Yeah, remember the first time you heard what your voice sounded like? What's that about? Why did it sound so weird? You hear your voice all the time, don't you? Why is it so different through headphones? Ah, all is explained tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.